Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino. Elizabeth is the CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, a leading multimedia provider of lifestyle content. The Best Ever You Network, helping you live your life to the fullest. It's where you'll find inspirational and encouraging stories, advice, and information with our radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. Real people, real advice, real places, real products and businesses, real life stories, and more, including real celebrity life. Be your best and keep it real, confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You. Now, here's your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino.
Hey, everybody. Good night. Good evening. Good night, too. I guess we can go to sleep now because the show is on. No. Good evening. We have a special show tonight. It's Sunday night. It's funny because about a half an hour ago, Forbes called me and she said, I'm at the mall and I've got my cell phone. How's the audio on this? I'm like, not so good. So Forbes is rushing home to get on the landline. And so we're going to stall for a little bit until we get Forbes on the line. But Forbes Riley is going to join us here for the hour. And we're really, really, really excited to have her as a guest on the show. She was our very, very first guest on the Best Ever You show. About a year and a half ago when we started. So really, really neat. Anyway, we had a caller, but I guess the caller dropped off. If you want to call back in, I can put you live on the air while we're waiting. Otherwise, it's going to be me and me alone for, for a while until Forbes gets home. But, okay, so let me see. What can we talk about? Let's talk about the Motivation Marathon. We have a Motivation Marathon coming up. It is January, oh, there's my caller again. It's January. Hang on, caller. I'm gonna put you live on the air. But hang on just a minute. I'm gonna finish talking about on the Motivation Marathon. Is it Forbes?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is. Okay, good. Hang on. Hi, Forbes. All right, let me talk Motivation Marathon for a minute because I thought you were gonna be a little bit longer. But we've got a Motivation Marathon coming up January 14th through the 22nd. And Forbes is going to be a speaker for our Motivation Marathon as well. There's 45-plus speakers coming on each for an hour to talk about their topic, and you can go to motivationmarathon.com and register. Boy, that was fast. You got home.
I zipped home. I was motivated. I don't want to miss this. I know you've got some great viewers. Facebook does this all over the place, so I'm expecting there's thousands of people listening to us. So, yay, here I am, and I still got some clothes. For my daughter.
Yeah. I was like, we got to stall. I was quickly emailing everybody going, call in. That's funny. So how are things going with you?
I'm good. Did you already tell everybody who I am?
I didn't yet. So let's do that. That's a really good point because you're the pro, aren't you? Okay, Forbes Riley, everybody. I have this bad assumption that probably everybody knows you already, but you're one of the most amazing entrepreneurs I've ever met in my entire life. You're one of the most amazing women I've ever met in my entire life. You're so inspirational. You are the creator of this amazing product called the Spin Gym, which, I kind of want you to tell everybody what the Spin Gym is because you're the pro. What's the Spin Gym?
I'll start with my intro because I am the consummate pro. I never take it for granted that, unless you're Angelina Jolie or President Obama, that everybody knows who you are. But I'm excited for people to find out, and that's why I spent a lot of time doing a lot of radio promos and really getting the word out there because I think the message is very inspirational. For the listeners out there who go, that name, Forbes Riley, oh, yeah, you might have heard me as the co-host of the Jack LaLanne Juicer. And I did that show for 8 years. It aired in 80 countries all over the world and spent the last 8 years of Jack LaLanne's life with him. In fact, I don't know if you know this, Elizabeth, I have 9-year-old twins, and we actually woke up at his home on his last birthday and juiced with him. He has 4 grown children and no grandchildren. And so I get to be the heir apparent, and my kids, they grew up with him. They met him 3 months after they were born. And they always walk around going, Mom, it's true. If man made it, don't eat it, right? I said, that's what Jack preached, and we're happy to keep that message alive. So yeah. Jack passed away in January. He's very sadly missed. But I believe one of my jobs, Elizabeth, truly, is to keep his message alive. He did not eat sugar after the age of 14. He lived to 96. He had no processed sugar. People always ask me, how did he do it and why did he do it? And that's part of the message that I share. And then you may have seen me this weekend. I got a whole bunch of emails. I was all over the TV with the Montel Williams Health Master. You know, it's funny, people say, what's the difference between a blender and a health master? Well, they both take fresh fruit and vegetables, and you can stick in, I call it stealth health for the kids. You can take kale and spinach, stick it in with a few apples and carrot juice, and the kids never notice the green stuff is there. Hmm. So I love to do that for my children, and that's one of the things I work with Montel. We also have a new infomercial coming out called the Living Pure Heater, and this little guy is amazing. It's a compact heater that's cool on the outside, but it puts out not only hot air for 1,000 square feet of a room, but it's also an air purifier and a humidifier. So Well, you know what's neat about it, and what I've really devoted my life to, is really trying to find products that help us with healthy solutions for the house. You know, whether it's a great fitness product, a new innovative way to eat, or something clever for your home. I'm in a very fortunate position where people pitch me products all day long. If your listeners have got a great idea that they think they could get onto an infomercial or maybe onto home shopping, whether it's HSN or QVC, I've been on both for almost 25 years. I love hearing these ideas because every once in a while you will find that diamond and the person who brings it to me will become a millionaire.
Yeah. No, and that's really true. You know, I think the one thing about you is that you're not, okay, pardon my, you know, slang for it, but you're just not full of hot air, you know what I mean? You're the real deal. When you aren't just sitting there selling crap on TV that you don't really believe in or buy yourself or use yourself or anything like that. This is your whole life and your whole, I think it's really important to make sure people know it. You're not just like some salesperson going, yeah, I'm going to process through all this stuff and you guys all buy it. It's stuff that you really use. It's stuff that you really believe in. It's stuff that you really test, try out. And if you think it's crap, it's not going to have Forbes Riley's name on it anywhere near it.
No, I'm kind of crazy about that. And what's interesting is I have not sold that many products ever in my life. You know, I had a thing called the Urban Rebounder, which is a trampoline, on HSN for almost 7 years. We sold 600,000 of them. So I'll take a product, and I sold the Orbitrek. That's how I started, a small elliptical glider. I did that for 15 years. I think when you find a product that you love that really does what it says it does, because, you know, I'm not like a lot of the marketers that you see who market infomercial products. I'm the face of the product. So you're going to meet me in the grocery store or the airport or my kid's school, where, by the way, I get talked to all the time. And you're going to say, hey, do you really juice? Do you use a spin gym? And, you know, what am I going to say? No. I'm like, of course I do. I love, Elizabeth, you know, I created the spin gym, and we'll get into what that is and why I believe everyone should have one in their home, one in their car. For everybody who wants to get fit and healthy and is lazy, can we all raise our hands right now? I want to be fit and healthy, but I really don't want to work hard at it. That's me. That's why I created Spin Gym, and it's been very effective. But I love when people say, do you use that? And I say, look at my arms. I'm 51 years old. My arms are sculpted like they've never been in my entire life. Why wouldn't I use it? I love this thing.
And I use it all the time.
You know,
thank you. Well, you know me. I'm your biggest fan, I swear to God. I mean, it's made my arms so... My arms are, my thighs might be big, but my arms look good. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, and actually, we should start our
viewers.
I've got
a lot of work to do still, but yeah.
How long have you had this radio show?
About a year and a half. Yeah, I was mentioning that. You were my very, very first guest on the show.
Thank
and
you.
My arms are beautiful because, well, my life is beautiful because of you. Because I just love you. You know that. And, you know, a lot of my company is because you know, from the very beginning, you believed in me and you put this passion, you instilled this passion in me that just whenever I think about Best Ever You, I think of Forbes Riley because it's just, you know what I mean? It's hard to explain. But you and I wrote an article about you for my magazine and it just, I have it framed and I have it in my room and it just makes me cry sometimes. It's just like, you know, that's my girl. That's my Forbes. I love her.
Well, you know, we should tell everybody listening that you and I have actually never physically met.
No, we haven't.
Interesting how this love affair, and I'm a huge fan of yours. I mean, you created this beautiful magazine that has grown from the paper version to this glossy version to you're one of the hardest working women, and you're a mom, and you're one of my heroes. because you always have a positive attitude. And by the way, it's not easy for any of us. You know, I've joined this whole community of women in the last couple of years who want change, who want a better world for our children. We're all moms. We're all trying to get fit, promoting great messages, whether it's how to make money from your home or just coaching each other. And it's been a very exciting time for me. And you are absolutely one of the spearheads. And I love your motivational marathon. You've gotten 45 women together who all have exciting things to say. And if you're a woman listening to this show, you know, I want you to think about a couple of things. One, and it's a personal passion of mine, when you get up in the morning, how do you feed your body and how do you take care of it? Or do you even think about it? You know, if you're one of these women who says, oh, I hate my belly, I hate my arms, well, then you're looking for trouble. Because when you start telling your body that you hate it, it's going to turn around and go, well, screw you, and get sick. Because dis-ease in your body is about dismental, you know, energy going to your body. If you wake up every day and say, you know what, I love it. I can't wait to take this body to the gym and primp it and, you know, and make it feel strong and do sit-ups, not because I really need to be thinner, but because I want to be stronger and I want to feel healthy. And then you have to ask yourself, what are you feeding your body? And I don't care how much money you have in the world, poor Steve Jobs, richest man, most amazing man, when your body gives out on you, there is no place that you go. You just die. So yeah. You got to say, you know what, I mean, I get so frustrated at my ladies who say to me, I don't have time. Really? Do I have any more 24 hours than you do? Does the fittest person on the planet have any more time than you do? The answer is no. The answer lies in multitasking, smart decisions, you know, trading in. I watch a lot less TV now, I have to tell you, and I love my television. I'm a TV addict. I love from the time that I watched Bewitched and The Partridge Family when I was a kid. But I've traded in my TV time. And if I do watch the TV, I'm also doing emails, and I may even be spin-gymming on the couch. Because there's not enough hours, but how do you make it work? So yeah. What kind of great food do you put in your body? How do you avoid the drive-through and, you know, pack a great lunch with you or, you know, great packaged snacks like an apple or a banana, ones that come in their own skin? You know, and then what is it that you're doing? You say, oh, I don't have any money. I can't afford good food. Well, let's figure out through the internet or through marketing or through whatever, how can you actually earn more money? If you're a healthy person, there's so many things and so many avenues that you can do to increase your personal wealth and also help people and inspire others. Yeah. So that's the journey I'm on. And I have to tell you, when you surround yourself with people, Elizabeth, I don't know if you know this, but you are the sum total of the five closest people to you.
Yeah.
Who's closest to you?
I love that.
Now, what's interesting in my case is two of those are nine-year-olds. And so I have to go, well, what kind of value can I get out of that? Well, you know what I get out of that? I get wonderment. I get possibility, I get hope, I get joy, I get the need to play every day. That's what I get from those two little guys, my daughter and my son.
Yeah.
You know, and then I look at my husband, who's this amazing chef and a cook, and he's gotten his own path. Those are the three closest people to me, and I won't tell you the other two. They're very special. But you're also, oddly enough, too, an average sum of the money of the people that you're around, too. If you're around people who are always like, oh, I'm broke, I can't do this, guess what? But if you're around people who are living the life and saying, I'm dreaming and I'm earning money and I just took this job, I just got that going, that's an exciting place to be. So for me, I think 2012 is about shifting, getting out of your own way and finding things that inspire you personally.
Oh, I like that. I don't just like that. I love that. So say that again, getting out of your own way.
Getting out of your own way and finding things that inspire you personally. Inspire you spiritually, inspire you physically, inspire you mentally. Put messages up on your wall. Create a vision board for the future. Let's not have the future happen to us, but let's make it happen. Let's enjoy it. Because I don't watch the local news. I you know, my husband's little brother from the Big Brother Little Brother program about 7 years ago was murdered. We've been on the front page of the LA Times in the "Oh my God, that's a horrible story" section.
Yeah,
I don't want.
We've been there too with my brother. Like my brother Justin,
really?
In Minnesota. My brother is the beating victim in Minneapolis.
Right.
I don't know if you. I think I remember that. So, yeah, I know. That's just the most awful thing to just be. Yes.
Well, but here's the thing: unless you are the front cover story, don't read it, because it's never good news. That person who got hit by a car, that person who did this to that, it's not good news. Unless you need to know that news, it doesn't feed your soul. In fact, it horrifies you. It makes you get a very narrow view of the world. You start to act out of fear. There's other things to read. There's spiritual things to read. And it doesn't matter what spirituality you are, but let's find the light and the love in the universe. There's kids out there that need our help all over the world. There's women who are hurting. We'll talk about Spin Gym in a second because I just launched Pink Spin Gym. And the portion of the proceeds go to helping cancer survivors. Now, here's what's an interesting phenomenon. Both of my parents passed away from cancer. I spent almost 2.5 years in the cancer ward at Sloan Kettering in New York City with them. There was never an empty bed, which means that this is a raging epidemic, and it's one of many epidemics that we're experiencing because of the food and the water. We grew up near a chemical dump, and I think that's why so many people in my neighborhood passed away. I mean, so many people died from cancer. And I will totally blame the environment on this one and the fact that they smoked. Gee, that's a 1-2 punch. But whatever the reason is, how these people got there is one thing, but the fact that they have to live with expensive chemo and drugs and feeling sick all the time, and some people don't have the money or the energy to get to the grocery store or take their kids to the to school and drive themselves to the doctor. So I belong to an organization that gives 100% of the money that we raise to people who need it. And sadly, these organizations are all over the country, and I think they need funding terribly because you never know when this could be you, God forbid.
So that's what you're doing with Pink Spin Gym. That is so interesting because I can remember when you said, Elizabeth, the Spin Gym even works to help breast cancer survivors get strong again. Remember that?
Well,
remember you said, people discovered it for breast cancer rehab?
Well, let me share something. If you don't know what we're talking about, I urge you to go on spingym.com, spingym.com. And by the way, if you're listening to this program, I would love you to come over to my Facebook fan area and come say hi. If you got a pen, we're at fitwithforbes.com, fitwithforbes.com. And if you do and you say that you listen to this program, I will pop you off a discount for either regular Spin Gym or Pink Spin Gym. Just say that you'd like one, and I'm happy to say thank you to Elizabeth's listeners, especially for the holiday season, because I do believe this is an amazing stocking stuffer. It's a small, compact product, sells for under $30, comes with 2 DVDs. But here's the deal. It gets you fit and strong when you're stuck in a chair. We've done great studies and research with people who are in wheelchairs getting cardio. If you're in an office and you sit for more than 3 hours at a time, you are fat storing. And Elizabeth, hear this. Think about how much exercise you're getting during the day. If you're not fat burning, you're fat storing. And if you spend an hour in the gym one time a day, that's not enough. That doesn't cut it. That gets your furnace all fired up. But 3 hours later, 4 hours later, you've been sitting on your butt in a chair, and all of a sudden your body's turned back off. And that's what happens to us. And if you've ever been a yo-yo dieter, and I am definitely one of those,
it's
a combination
of... I don't know that person at all. Yo-yo dieting.
Well, it's because we've been lied to for so long about what the truth is, and I'm so tired of that.
Yeah.
So anyway, so go to Spin Gym so you can see what we're talking about, watch some of the videos, and it's a compact product that fits in your hand. Well, one of the things that we discovered when you Spin Gym, it activates 38 muscles in your upper body every single time you pull. It's why you only need 5 minutes. That doesn't mean you do a dumbbell. Yeah, dumbbell. Elizabeth is a huge fan. She's made videos for us. And again, we don't know each other. It's not like she gets paid to do this. She just loves the product.
Yeah,
and one
I've had
thing
an entire
getting
airplanes
it,
going. I've gotten
I
up.
Love it.
I've been sitting there with my Spin Gym in the airplane, on a long flight, cross country or something like that. And I'll be Spin Gymming, and people will be like, "What's that?" And I'm like, "It's Forbes Riley Spin Gym," and I'll spin it, and they'll be like, "Can I try it?" I'm like, "Yeah, you can try it." But I'll have five rows of an airplane going with your Spin Gym. It cracks me up.
I do the same thing. By the way, I don't know about you, but you should stick them in your bag. I sell them on airplanes. I will tell you, I'll sell between 5 and 8 of them on an airplane ride, and it's usually to the stewardesses because they know. They're in hotel rooms, and they're frustrated. But I found that while we're doing this, we're giving them to men and women who are going through breast cancer, and they're like, "Oh, my God, you can rebuild the chest wall with this." So that's part of that's how the whole pink thing came about, and it's not a breast cancer pink. It's not a it's not trying to find the cure. There's lots of people to do that. I'm out trying to get people not just to survive but to thrive. My mother-in-law is a 28-year survivor of breast cancer. Got to tell you, it's the surviving part, and I've got many friends who did not make that mark, who didn't survive. So anything to get somebody stronger while they're stuck. My dad, when I was 15 years old, stuck his hand in a printing press. I don't know if you know this story. And he spent 3 years in a hospital. And so I grew up, you know, my formative teen years, somebody was trying to explain to me, I said, I'd never been to a football game. Now, I used to do theater and roller skate, and I had a couple of other really passionate interests in school, but I never had the time to go to any of these because I would finish school, go to theater, and then go see my dad in the hospital every single day for 3 years. So I probably missed out on a whole bunch of things in my you know, high school years. But I do know how lonely and bored you can be in a hospital. And so getting to have a little exercise or a little spin gym there really lifts people's spirits and gets them going, oh, you know what, I can come out and I can feel a little better. So that's one of the things that we're, you know, trying to do with this product. There's just so many applications. Then, of course, we're teaching classes and having fun and doing, you know, spin gym cardio and spin gym Zumba and, you know, all those other great things we're doing.
So you said something at the beginning of the radio show about your kids. And I found this interesting because this is not just your way of life, but it's your children's way of life too. Is that hard to do? I know sometimes it's easy for us moms to maybe go to the gym and eat right and everything and then drive the kids through McDonald's. Are you doing
that? Okay, let me share something with you.
Okay.
I have a very strict philosophy. I'm not, you know, a hardcore hardline on a lot of things, but a couple things I have. I'm hardline on how I educated my children, and my daughter is in the room, and I'll tell you, Kenny, would you do me a favor? She's 9 years old. If I ask you a question, would you mind responding? And if you don't, I don't care what the answer is. Come here for a second. This will be interesting to see. My daughter's 9. She just turned 9 last week. But Kenny, have I ever taken you to McDonald's ever?
No.
Why is that?
Because it makes you fat and makes you have diabetes.
Really? And how do you know that?
My mom's taught me a lot about how to eat healthy.
And, I mean, is this maybe, I didn't plan this at all. She was just sitting here while I'm doing this interview playing on the computer. What do we think about candy, for example?
Candy's good if you have it once in a while, but not as always.
And what would you tell, how do you eat lunch compared to how other kids in school, like, eat lunch?
We eat better lunches that are healthier and better, and other kids eat the food that aren't very healthy for their whole entire lunch.
And if you had to say one thing to moms out there, because Elizabeth just asked me, she said, is it hard to teach your kids how to do this? Well, has it been hard for us?
Only if you've taught them since they're a baby to eat bad food.
Can I get a kiss? Because you're adorable. Oh, I love you. Now, how does, okay?
Oh, my gosh. She is so cute.
I'm shocked. I mean, you know, I got to tell you, that was completely not planned. But here's the thing, Elizabeth. I practice what I preach every single day. Those kids have never been to, I have a huge issue with McDonald's. I mean, they're getting a little better with their salad and stuff, but the drive-through part, I'm sorry. We literally, in the time it takes you to drive through, we drive up to a grocery store, and we'll walk in and pick up an apple and a banana and a little smoothie drink. We have a little tropical smoothie. We'll get a smoothie and a little chicken salad sandwich. There are so many choices. There are so, I mean, and you can ask her. She's never been to any of the fast food chains. The only thing you drive through in my life is a bank, and even then I have a tough time doing that. That is not food. It is empty.
I love you.
It is empty. It's not nutritious. And I just think, you know, I have this program that I do, Elizabeth. In fact, I've got a new book coming out called Eat, EAT. It's a journal for what you eat and for what's eating you.
Hmm.
It'll be out in about a month or two, and maybe 2 months, I think we're going to launch. Yeah, it's a very cool 6-week non-diet program. It's a little bit of an emotional journey and a food journey. Because I don't believe in putting people on diets, because you and I probably have a different definition of diet. If I said the word diet to you, what does it mean?
Diet to me means, I know the answer to this because I know you, but I mean, it, sort of. But if you were going to say diet to me, it would mean starve myself to fit into some clothes to go to an event, personally.
Okay. I have an entire program that I'm doing, and we'll come out with a book of this later this year, that redefines words. Because I think a lot of our personal issues with how we define ourselves, people around us, and words. So, for example, my definition of the word diet is simply an acronym. Decisions I eat today. That's all it means. It has nothing to do with starvation or deprivation. It's irrelevant. What decisions did I make? And you make decisions every day, all day, and that's how I got to be thin. I make a decision when the waitress comes over to my table, because I know every single time it's the same. This is not a guessing game. She's going to walk over and she's going to say, hi, would you like something to drink? Now, she's trying to sell me alcohol. I don't drink alcohol because it's empty sugar calories. I'm going to say, no, I just like a glass of water or maybe an unsweetened iced tea. Thank you. And I usually get that look like, oh, God, really? And I don't ever get my kids pop or soda or anything. We drink water, and you don't drink a lot of water when you eat because it dilutes all your enzymes. The next thing that she's going to do, or he, is bring you a bowl of bread. I have never have any idea why they do that, but that is glutinous stuff. It's the same thing that you make paste out of when your kids are in elementary school, water and flour. Why would you want to clog up the beautiful tubes of your intestines with paste? Doesn't make any sense to me. So I simply say, and by the way, I grew up eating a lot of bread with butter. Love it. Understand it, especially if it's hot. I have to say, here's my decision. Could you take that away from me? Because I'm going to want to eat my meal, and there's just so much there that if I just take it away because it's too tempting. That's mm-hmm. the second. The third decision is it's not a guessing game what's on the menu. I love how people stare at the menu like they've never eaten a meal in their lives. When I go out, I have a decision in my mind. Okay, tonight's going to be fish. If it's going to be fish, I'm going to want a salmon, and only if it's a wild-caught salmon, or maybe I want a piece of meat, or maybe I want a chicken breast. And then it's got no sauce on it, and if the portion comes and it's huge, I cut it in half before I even start. That's my decision. That looks like way too much food for me. Here, my darling, can I get a to-go container? Let's cut this in half, and I'll eat that later. These are decisions, and that changes your diet. She comes by at the end of the meal, and you know they're going to ask, would you like a dessert? You have a choice. If it's your birthday and you really want a piece of cake, okay. I would prefer you don't do that. The decision is no. I've got stuff at home. Thank you. I don't need a dessert. I just had a meal. You just want to sell me another $7 or $8, another thing on your menu. Who has dessert every time they eat food?
It's so totally fattening. Hey, Forbes, you know, we have a caller. Can I?
Oh, good, because I'm just yakking away.
Yeah, no, it's cool. 978, you're live on the air. I'm. Is it Deb? Are you there, Deb?
Yes, Elizabeth.
I wondered if it
Forbes,
was you.
I am so loving this. I can't believe it. And, you know, I just ordered my Spin Gym from HSN, so I have it here. In fact, I'm looking at this picture of you, and I'm listening to you have your daughter, and I'm like, looking at this picture of you with Santa Claus when you were pregnant with the twins, and I'm like, wow, that is unbelievable. But I just love what you're doing. I love the diet acronym, the whole thing. But this Spin Gym is a lot easier than I anticipated, so I'm psyched to get into it. But thank you so much for sharing your shine.
You know, Deb, I'll tell you what. I want to just, you know, for all the people listening, what you got was the biggest bargain. They have not taken down the sale price yet because I was on 2 weeks ago, and it's still at $24.95 with free shipping. So if you're listening, that is the place that you want to go to get this crazy discount.
I tell you, I'm an HSN fan. I love it, and you're always on there. But what I'm telling you, it's so compact, comes with this wonderful book. I'm going through, and I'm not so sure. I mean, some of these things, you know, you've got a lot of pictures in here, shoulder strong, neck stretch, and, you know, overhead back stretch and all of these. But I'm definitely – I just got it, so I'm diving in. But I tell you, what an inspiration. And I love that it's so small and it's so easy to hold. It's convenient, but you can really, I mean, there's a lot of pressure that you can get on it. So I don't know, maybe you have some suggestions for somebody starting out.
Well, I'll tell you what, my first suggestion is to watch the DVD because it's very helpful. And here's my suggestion, is when you want to really work out, people say, oh, can I get it in 5 minutes? And then I'll go around the country and I'll show up to offices or groups that have a lot of spin gyms, and they'll show me, oh, I know how to do it, and I'll see them kind of playing with it. Here's my advice. Connect with your body and get intense. If you can do it for more than 5 minutes, you're not doing it intense enough.
Okay, good point.
Do you,
yeah,
I have a question for you, Forbes.
Sure.
Forbes, are you a marathon runner or anything like that?
God, no. Are you kidding me? I can't run down the block. No. I have never been a runner. I was born as a premature baby and don't have great lungs. So I've never been able to run in my life. And then I have a kind of an icky knee. So no, why do you ask?
I asked that because it's interesting too. We have that in common too, because I was a premature baby, and I can't run down the block either, and I try. I have this thing I do called wogging. It's this really insanely embarrassing form of like jogging, running down the block with my neighbors making fun of me almost probably. But I was just curious because you're in the shape of your life And I just wondered if you could share with people, because I know you've talked to me about this before, that always size 12, that frustrating 20 pounds, that 30 pounds that nags, maybe you're 100 pounds overweight. How do you go from that point to where you are now?
I have to share with you, less is more. You know, I'm not kidding. I don't run, and I do not spend a lot of time in the gym, and I'm thinner than I've ever been. Let me tell you, your body is made in the kitchen, and that's where you got to start. When you get serious about your food and you stop, it's kind of like, I'm just going to say, stop all the bullshit. Oh, but can I have a piece of cake? I really want a pecan pie. You know what? If you really say, I want a beautiful body, then you got to do what animals do. Animals in the wild, they never stop to ask for dessert. They actually never ask for anything fried. There's never been an animal I know who said, oh, I need a cup of coffee. I'm kind of tired here. I like the lion. Go get something. They don't. Here's what animals do, and we are animals. We are of this world. Every animal, every species eats the exact same food every day. Think about it. A lion is lucky if they don't eat salad. They don't eat cake. They don't eat cookies. They eat meat. That's all lions eat. Now, elephants, here's my advice. Don't eat grass because apparently grass makes you big and fat. Just kidding. But I don't know how elephants get that big.
I'm laughing at the animal analogy, like animals don't stop and ask for a piece of cake or drive through and get a cup of coffee. You know, it's funny, but it's true.
Well, it is true.
And it's such a simple solution. Like, really and truly, like, since I met you, I finally in my life have stopped yo-yo dieting. I might not be the skinniest thing yet because I think I had to teach myself to stop yo-yoing first. And now this year, finally, I'm on my way back to, like, normal down. Do you know what I mean?
Well, this is why the EAT program. This is why EAT, what I created, is really important to me because journaling makes a huge difference, being honest with yourself. And I'm not asking you to be so strict that you don't ever eat anything. But you got to get honest about what it is you are eating and why you're eating it. If you say, Forbes, I can't give up my bread. Well, yeah, but let's talk about this. Why? Oh, because when I was younger, my mom made sandwiches for me, and I fell in love with the smell of the bakery around the corner. All of these are emotional ties that have nothing to do. If you're going to stand there and tell me that you want to look good, you want to look like me, get serious about what you put in your mouth. And there's no diet to eat, by the way. On the left side of this page is simply your journal. You have to look at what you eat. You have to say, you know, when I get up in the morning, Forbes said to try apple cider vinegar, I'm going to try that. Ooh, that's interesting. That kind of stirred my metabolism, started to melt some of my fat. But every night at 11 o'clock when I go before dinner, I have cookies and milk. Well, maybe I have to start cutting that out. And then on the right side of the book, it is really about your emotional journey. We're tied to food, as I like to say. My family, I mean, I can look at a calendar and tell you the year based on the food. Let's start out with some champagne and strawberries on January. Then we've got lots of chocolate for Valentine's Day. Then it was my mother's birthday, and she liked to have all of this old Russian food. Then it's my birthday and big birthday cake. You know, then it's summer. Well, we have to go barbecue and have all the hot dogs and hamburgers. And then, God forbid, you know, you go on and on and on. Now it's October with Halloween, November with Thanksgiving, and then December with – think about it. This is – and animals don't do this. But this is how we live.
It sure is. That's a really good point. And the celebrations are also all about food all the time. What do you think you do instead? I mean, at your house, you know, when it is a celebration, do you make it? What do you do? Do you make it not about food then? Do you make it about fun?
No. We make it all about food. My husband's a gourmet cook, but we make it about great food here. And you know, that's a great question. I finally got food at my in-laws. So turkey dinner. Then, by the way, turkey's great, right? But here's some of the downfalls. And I'm not going to pick on that one day, but some of the changes that we've made. My mother-in-law used to open up a can of string beans. If you open a can of anything, you're eating dead food. There's live string beans in the store. Let's go find those. So live string beans. And then she used to pour all of this cream and sauce and other crap and casserole, and that was her dish. Well, now for years what we've been eating is we bring roasted vegetables. And my husband brings a gourmet plate of actually raw vegetables to my father-in-law's house, and we roast them live there out on the barbecue. The eggplant, the carrot, the onions, we roast garlic. You can't imagine it. It looks like real wonderful food. You know, our stuffings have a little less bread in them. I take that energy all throughout the year. My daughter, instead of birthday cake, said, Mom, can we just take strawberries and dip them in chocolate? What a great idea. She's, I mean, you heard her. She's exceptional. She's, you know, this 8-year-old.
Isn't that cute?
But she's not going to miss out on her chocolate. Let's get real here. But she can't stand buttermilk pre-made icing. That's not interesting to her.
Yeah.
So we celebrate with food, but we make it delicious. Oh, God, we, my children, and I know, Elizabeth, they're weird, but I love it. We did a thing. We roasted these Brussels sprouts with a little bit of olive oil and some sea salt. My kids were fighting over them. Then we had a roasted beet salad. We took roasted beets, some goat cheese, and raw spinach. It's so sweet. It's like eating candy. We bake pies. We take yams.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I could go on and on.
Yams are interesting because sweet potatoes are one of my favorite thing. I've kind of replaced white potatoes in my life with sweet potatoes. I don't know if it's good or bad, but I kind of have done that. What do you think?
Sweet potatoes are a slow-burning, wonderful food. They should be a staple in your food. Sweet potatoes and regular potatoes have nothing to do with each other. And they are a wonderful, delicious, I mean, that's one of my snacks all the time. If you ask bodybuilders love sweet potatoes. They love tuna fish. They love, you know, you go out to any restaurant now, you can get, you know, seared tuna. There's so many choices, but it really comes down to choices. So I get angry with people when they say to me, I want a great body, but I don't want to change. And then there's the other components. So you get the food. By the way, here's a great alternative. Do you like pancakes?
Me? Oh, heck yeah, with syrup and butter.
Okay, so
not anymore, but I do love them.
Well, but try this. I want you to get a vanilla protein powder. I have a company that I love to work with, but I'm not advertising that at the moment. Just get a vanilla protein powder, okay? Or actually any protein powder that you like, a cinnamon or a chocolate. You take 2 scoops of that. You take 2 egg whites. You mix it up in a bowl. You pour it in a lightly pammed nonstick frying pan. You tell me if that's not a pancake.
Really?
It
protein powder and
like
egg
a pancake
turns into a pancake.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try that.
Wow.
One of my all-time
I'm
gonna, Sunday
I'm
going to
get
morning.
Off the line, and thank you
oh,
so
no.
much. I'm going to listen
hey, Deb,
to the rest of the show, but
I
just wanted to thank
you.
No, no. I was just so excited because I finally got my spin gym. So I was like, I can't
well,
wait.
Well, do me a favor, Deb. I need you to come on to Fit with Forbes. And let me know how you love it. And if you have any questions, because I tell anybody who goes on tonight, I'm happy to give a discount code to. Of course, HSN is also a great discount. But if you want to communicate, I tell you what, I'm excited to hear what part of your body do you want to work on?
Yeah, and you know, it's funny that because Elizabeth knows that I like to run. I don't do more than like 4 or 6 miles, but I love to run. But, you know, the upper body is such an issue for me. In the arms as I get older, it's killing me. So that's one of the other reasons I'm so excited about this. But I'm going to get off, and I'm enjoying listening to all your tips. I have to write things down for the pancakes and the food and the acronyms and all the other things. But thank you for being so beautiful inside and out and sharing all of your wisdom so that we can look beautiful, too, and feel great. Great. So thank you. Lots of love. Bye.
All right. Bye, Deb.
Oh, how sweet.
That's Deb Scott. She's the co-host of the Motivation Marathon. And,
that was so nice of her to call in.
Yeah, I love
yak.
Her.
So, yeah, she got to try the pancakes.
Yeah.
Now, do me a favor. Why do you add the butter to your pancake?
Oh, I don't. I don't eat it anymore. I don't like
okay, it's just habit.
Yeah, you know what I've done over the past, since I've kind of met you and done Best Ever You and all this stuff, I'm really no longer a sugar addict. I've gone from being a complete sugar hound to a complete fresh fruit. You know, I don't do everything right, I admit. You know, I'm trying and learning. But I've gone to more of a complete fresh fruit and vegetable girl. That's my thing. I'm a real red bell pepper, hummus, grapes, lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, spinach kind of person. And my next phase recently over the past like 8 months has been, and I don't know if this is right or wrong, but it's been working for me, has been to phase out dairy. Dairy, I'm a completely different critter off of dairy. Dairy, when I eat, I've tried it too. I've been like, okay, I'm going to do a week where I don't do any dairy and then I'm going to go back on it to see if I can tell a difference. When I eat dairy, like cheese or a half a cup of chocolate, something like that, I feel like a slug.
Well, here's what's interesting about your journey, and I hope the people listening can hear this. Somebody who's just listening to us the first time just got completely turned off, Elizabeth. They said, oh, my God, I can't live without sugar. What you did and what you get to do is, no, because it's hard for the ears of someone who's never been down the road. But when you start to get clean on your diet and you start to eat really good food, you naturally want less and less sugar. And that's what Jack Lane found out to be true. I'm a huge fan, by the way. If you want to get radical, if people say, you know what, I've tried all this, it's not working, here's two things that you can do that I have secrets that I've done in my life. One, you can go on the Master Cleanse diet for a few days. Now, Master Cleanse is really intense. It is the lemon juice, cayenne pepper, maple syrup program, and you drink that for 2 or 3 days. But one of the things that happens is you get really clean in your body, and you start to look at food differently. I mean, I remember when my experience lasted almost 17 days the first time because I got so excited by this, I just didn't want to stop. Yeah. And everybody who I've put through this program, it's intense. But if you've hit a wall and said, you know what, nothing's working, I suggest you try this for a couple of days. I make no money off it. I'm not pitching it for that reason. But I'll tell you what, you take a weekend, you say, all right, I'm going to get clean. Because after a couple of days, you start to look at things and go, oh, my God, that hamburger is just covered and dripping in fat, and that white bread looks like paste in my stomach. And literally, you'll walk away from the experience a different person. Now, if you say, Forbes, I can never do that, maybe here's another suggestion that also changed my life. There's a place called the Optimum Health Institute, OHI. There's one in Long Beach, California, and there's one in Austin, Texas. Book yourself a week. The week, all inclusive of food and room, is like $600.
Wow.
It's not about money. Yeah, it's not an expensive place. But you do live on a raw diet. You exercise lightly, and they give you a lot of education all week. It's a life-changing experience. I put my husband on it. He went, and he's a big old 6'6" football player. I didn't think he was going to enjoy it. He actually stayed because he had his own issue. He stayed for 3 weeks. Which is the recommended course if you're dealing with cancer, if you're dealing with a stomach issue, if you're dealing with any health opportunity. They ask you, and they say, look, in 21 days you can change your life for better forever. And so my 1 week there actually ended up in a movie. Well, Elizabeth, have you ever seen Supercharge Me?
Yeah, I have. It's a very interesting movie, yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, this. I met a woman at the Health Institute who went raw food for 30 days, kind of like the guy who ate McDonald's for 30 days called Super Size Me. And she not only lost 15 pounds, but changed her life forever. And we made this movie about this experience that I'm in. It's very exciting. And so if you say if you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired, you get to make a change. And I'm going to offer you up some great ideas. But then, and this is why Spin Gym is great, and this is why I love that Deb called in, is none of us in today's world seem to get the right kind of activity. Running a marathon is not a good thing. We don't run for a living. We're not out there, you know, living. We're not those kind of animals. We've become very sedate. What you want to do is you want to imagine your body and your muscles and your fat sitting in a frying pan. Now, if your fat is in a cold frying pan, Elizabeth, what does it look like?
It's all congealed and blech.
Yeah. Now, if you turn the flame up on the frying pan, what happens?
It's oily.
It starts to melt. It starts to activate. When you stoke the fire of your metabolism 5 or 10 minutes, 2 or 3 times a day, you start to keep your fires burning. It's like the embers in a fireplace. You don't need a roaring fire like a marathon. You need to keep the fat burning all day long. That's what Spin Gym does for you. You pick it up, you put it on your desk, you put it in your purse, and you give me 5 minutes, 2 to 3 times a day. The fat starts to melt. You notice, I know, you get warm when you Spin Gym almost immediately, don't you?
Yeah. My husband's like, God, you're annoying with that thing. I'm like, hey, but it works. I'm sorry. Whenever I'm thinking or whenever I'm funny. I pick my Spin Gym up probably, I don't know, maybe 20 times a day on different, you know what I mean? And it might be just for a minute or two, but it might be for 5 minutes. It just depends. But I'm always, my kids, and it's my kids too. It's not just me. It's something that the whole family can use. But
how about I challenge you on the air? Have you watched the ab portion of Spin Gym?
I have, yes. Can I do my abs next?
Sitting in a chair, lean back, and see how you can do Spin Gym for 5 minutes and totally tucker yourself out. How intense can you do it? Because that's what that's where the metabolism change really comes in. Kind of go for it with all your gusto for like 2 or 3 minutes. Set a timer if you have to, and then be done. Don't just kind of toy with it. I want you to rev up, because you were talking about your thighs. You want to burn a little more. You got to give it a little more energy, but you can do it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, I think this is the year where I'm actually, I think 2012 will be the year where I actually, I've ended all yo-yo dieting. I've changed I'm no longer eating sugar. I'm eating fresh food. I'm not vegan. I don't think I will ever be vegan, but I don't eat red meat very much at all. If I eat red meat, I've actually gotten so that red meat makes me sick now when I eat it. It's very interesting when you come off red meat, the change. I do eat chicken and things like that. But, I'm just a normal example of what you can do to kind of evolve and change your body. And I think
because if you listen to me being annoying enough, people kind of change.
What'd you say?
Well, because you've listened to me. You know,
oh, yeah.
And it's not like I ever, and I didn't tell you what to do and what not to do. The fact that you got on this call and told me how bad dairy is excites me to no end.
But you remember when I first met you, everything, remember I had my head like probably in the chocolate chip bag was wearing me, you know what I mean? I was wearing it all the time. Remember when you first met me, that's all I was doing was eating handfuls of chocolate chips out of nervousness or, you know, eating everything in sight. And I was probably about 30 pounds heavier than I am now when we first talked, when we very first, you know, did the interview and everything like that. Not the radio interview, but I don't know how long it's been now since we've actually kind of known each other. But, I mean, I've lost that much weight, and now we'll just kind of keep going. And I think 2012 is going to be my year where my body completely changes for, like, actually getting fit now. I think it had to get used to what I wanted to do to it first, and now I'm going to get fit. Is that a normal process?
That is the process. So, again, I know, because I do this with people all the time, you got a range of listeners out there right now tonight, some who are saying, oh, I can't ever change, I'm so tired. What you guys want to do is you want to make that first step. And there's a couple of first steps. One, I would get a spin gym in your life. Yep. And two, I would just try to remove one thing from your diet. Or maybe when EAT comes out, make sure you get that. Because that one change... Everybody, the problem with dieting is January 1st, we're going to get inundated. I've got a resolution. I'm going to lose 20 pounds, go to the gym every day. It doesn't work that way.
Good luck. It's all a bunch of crap.
What changed for me and why I'm no longer a size 12, 14 and why I'm fitter than I've ever been is I got clean on my diet and I did a little bit. And the more that you do and the more that you read, the more that you want. And it's a slower process. But I'll tell you what. I've never been happier when it comes to food. It doesn't faze me as much. Elizabeth, I used to sit there, I could eat an entire bag of chips, gobble down, you know, a chocolate cake. I'm there, I know it.
Yep.
But I have now visualized when I play games with myself, and I've been doing it for so long now, that my kids, they get it. That's what my daughter said. This is how we live. I don't tell them not to do something. They tell me going, Mom, do you really want that? You know, I was like, oh, can I have a bite? It's like, all right. My kids are telling me this.
That's funny.
But we would walk past, you know, the grocery store. We would walk past the pastry thing. And there was a time in my life where I just could have eaten all of those. But I somehow kept saying, and I hope you don't get offended out there, but I kept going, you know, that chocolate mound or something, that looks just like dog poop. Yeah, that's what it is.
It looks like dog poop.
That's
going in and out,
cake.
Probably.
But I've stood next to people who say, wow, doesn't that look good? And in my head, I'm going, you're 40 pounds overweight. In my mind, that looks like dog poop, but I'm going to walk away. And it's funny, that little game that I played with myself, it keeps me from overindulging in buffets. I go, you know, and I play these games. Again, it goes back to decisions I eat today. Take a plate at a buffet, lay it out what you want, and then walk away. You want to do a second, that's okay, but don't load it up because you're never going to eat a meal again.
What do you think would happen if a fast food restaurant was drive-through like grapes and cucumbers? Do you think it would survive?
No, it wouldn't, and none of us would go there. No.
Why?
You know, because
if it meant that you could stay alive and be healthy and be on the planet longer, why wouldn't you drive through for grapes and cucumbers and a spinach kale shake instead of a whatever, you know,
we like things that taste good. We like things the way we were raised. Fat and salt taste good to our palate. If we, you know, if you desensitize your palate, it gets less and less, and that's what happens.
It's okay.
Hang on 1 quick second. No, my daughter is actually playing on something.
It's so adorable.
So what happens is we get very desensitized to this. When I went on this lemon juice diet, like I said, for a couple of days, what happened for me was I started to taste again. When you can really taste how yummy a yellow pepper tastes, you can taste the flavor of a vegetable. Most people have never, ever tasted that. And the other problem is we were raised, I'm 51 years old, my mom got frozen vegetables and boiled them. They tasted nasty. They were soggy. They were horrible. It is about learning how to cook these foods so they're yummy and crunchy and delicious and not covered in sauce. My kids surprised me the other day. Now, there's things I don't like. By the way, I don't really like, I won't eat raw broccoli. I mean, I'll put it in a shake because I don't know it's there. But I'm making the shake with my son, and he says, Mom, can I have a bite? It was raw broccoli. I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, I would never eat that. And he's munching away on it.
Yeah.
There's no ranch dressing in our house. We don't do that. We don't cover food. So, you know, at some point I may have to start doing some classes because I'm not a nutritional genius, but I've managed to raise two, a little boy and a little girl, who talk the exact same way, who feel the exact same way about food, who stand up to the kids in school. Now, let me go back real quick. The thing about milk and dairy. Milk, if you've not heard it before, that comes from a cow, was made to make a baby calf into a 2,000-pound cow in less than a year. That's what cow's milk is for. Yet we feed this to our kids, and then we also have this, we put hormones into it, and we do all this thing because that's what the milk industry does. It also creates mucus in your body, which is a great breeding ground for colds and sickness. I said to my kids early on, I said, milk is bad for you. They come home and they're like, Mommy, everybody says that you're wrong, you know? I mean, they serve milk at school, and everybody says milk makes your teeth grow and has calcium in it. I said, yeah, milk has calcium in it. Your bodies just can't really get the calcium out. There's better ways to get calcium. In fact, as you get older, everybody's lactose intolerant. And so we drink soy milk, we drink rice milk, we drink fresh almond milk. We actually make our own almond milk in my Health Master blender with blanched almonds. And I said to my kids, because my daughter comes home, everyone's watching, she's like, you sure this milk thing is real? I said, Kenny, that's her name, McKenna, how often do you get sick? She's like, I never get sick. Now, knock on wood, dear God, please don't strike me or my kids for this. But they don't get sick. They'll go through an entire school year and not get sick. And I said, the kids who get sick, they all drink milk? Uh-huh. I said, you tell me. You can do whatever you want to do, but you don't get sick. And I think this is one of the differences that sets you apart.
Yep.
They don't get ear infections. They don't get throat infections. And we're fine without it. Now, the milk industry would have you believe that that's not the case, and they have all these celebrities with little mustaches going, you know, milk, whatever. That's a lobby. And
now,
please don't fall into that.
Do you get in trouble, being, you know, it's kind of a naive statement here, but do you get in trouble when you sit on a radio show? Like, will we be in trouble for saying, you know, don't go through McDonald's or don't go to the milk or don't do this or do that? Or is
well,
it
guess
okay
what?
To say
McDonald's
those things
out
loud?
Show?
What did you say?
Does McDonald's sponsor your show?
Because
if they did, they just pulled their sponsorship.
Exactly. They're never going to, yeah. But is that kind of the gist of it? That's kind of the way the world goes round. If you say something, then the advertising money goes. It seems like it's all just money, to you know, money in people's pockets to get, you know, Doritos are somebody making money, Cheetos are somebody making money. It's all people making money, and they don't really care if you're healthy or not. And keep in mind, we have 5 minutes.
Would the tobacco industry be mad at me if I said that cigarettes are horrible and killed both of my parents by the time they were 70?
Yeah,
I don't really care what they say.
Too. Yeah.
You know, they just got sued for $1 billion, and they were okay with that. I just saw a little 17-year-old kid walk in and order, get a pack of cigarettes. I'm like, there's no nutritional value in a cigarette. I'm going to stand up here and I'm going to take slings and arrows, and I think that's going to be for the rest of my career. You can go after me if you want. You know, is McDonald's going to be pissed at me? Yeah, they don't really care. They're such a big, you know, they'll go, oh, yeah, she's a radical. Okay, great. This is what I'm doing for my family and my kids, and you guys are doing what you're doing.
Okay.
You got a lot more money, and you tell a lot more people, you know, Coke is the good life, and you know, advertising does what it does. The bottom line is they want to make money, and then they'll say, oh, I'm sorry, and come out years later. My sister lived on Vioxx because she had pains in her ankle, but it gave her a bad heart. Well, they got just sued in a class action suit and won for $1 billion.
Yeah.
Because it did give you a bad heart.
Do you know that you said soda? So I'm going there for a minute. And again, 5 minutes left just so you have your eye on time, too. My mom quit drinking diet soda, Forbes, because I said, she was like, I don't feel so good. I'm like, well, what are you eating? More importantly, what are you drinking? Are you drinking water or are you drinking, 20 diet sodas in a day? And she's like, well, I probably drink between 12 and 15 diet Pepsis in a day. And I'm like, okay, can you stop doing that? But I need you to do me a favor and pretend it's like, a drug and we're weaning you from it, because you can't just cold turkey quit diet soda or you'll have headaches and you're going to get really, really sick. Well, she didn't listen to me. She cold turkey diet soda. She had headaches, got really, really sick, went through I call it a detox almost. But by the end of 2 weeks, she lost 15 pounds just by not drinking any diet soda.
Yep. Here's the thing. Again, I don't have to tell you. Go watch the movie Sugar Blues. Go watch what aspartame does to your brain, what saccharin does. These are cancer-causing brain tumor drugs. I got lots of friends who are dying of both of those. You know what? It's out there, and the people who are putting these products out there, they don't care. And, if somebody doesn't stand up and say something, there's no reason to. They're just allowed to kind of run free and do what they want to do. Go down the cereal aisle. Kellogg's owns everything with high fructose corn crap in it.
Are you kidding me?
That's what we're giving to our children? They're addicted. They're going to school wired. ADD is not nearly as real as sugar high is.
Sugar is a classic chemical. Yeah.
So, again, I can preach about this all day long. I love that people listen. I just want people to think. That's all I've ever asked anyone to do. You don't have to take my word for it. I don't have to be right or wrong. But do you know what you put in your body? Do you know how exercise affects you? And do you feel good? And if you don't feel good, fix it. Because life is really fun. And again, I know I preached a lot, and I'm sorry, but I am on a kick because it's a funny time that we live in. And you and I are moms. We want the best for our children. And by the way, it is a happy holiday. Enjoy it. And by the way, everybody gets a treat and a something sweet and fun and really love the holidays. Just don't overdo it and don't think that January 1, once again, is going to be the Mecca. Somebody tells me you're on a much better path than when I first met you.
Oh, yeah. I want to close out the show by saying, the point of tonight's call is, we want everybody to buy Spin Gems and we want people to buy your book. But the point of my having you on the show is not only that, but so more people know you and more people really know that you're real. And by real, I mean you're reachable. I never met anybody who follows up and connects with every fan. If you can reach them, you talk to them, you are on your Facebook, you're on your email, you're real. But you're also real helpful. I mean, I came to you and I said, I've got a huge problem here. I'm going to die of diabetes if I don't do something. It runs in my family, and I don't feel good, Forbes. And you're like, okay, well, here's what we're going to do. And that's who you are as a human being. And so I just want everybody to know, listening, that Forbes is real. She walks the talk. She really does what she says she's doing. The Spin Gym is amazing. Please get one. Oh, my God. If you haven't seen my YouTube video even, because some people spin it and can't figure out how it works. So, watch Forbes. Let me go to your website. I know we only have a minute left, but ForbesRiley.com.
And come join me on Facebook at Fit with Forbes. We've got about 10,000 people there. I'm going to post Elizabeth's video of her spin gym because I think it's adorable.
And my kids videotaped it, but it's so easy. I think my kids are even on there using it, but it's really fun. But anyway, we love you. And so ForbesRiley.com, go to your Facebook. Again, say it one more time so people get it, so they can write it down right now. What is it?
Fit, F-I-T, let's have a fit and get fit. Fit with Forbes.
Fit with Forbes. And then people can go to HSN to get the great discount on the Spin Gym right now, which it's $24.99 with free shipping. And then I'm going to follow up in our Facebook and everything too, but it sounds like you have a kid's book out too, and I'm going to follow up with that in email and stuff because you have a neat, cute little kid's book, and we didn't even get to talk about that. So I'll follow up with that in email.
There's some fun stuff going on this year.
I
who knows?
Love
there
you.
Seems to be a talk show in my future, so keep going. I got some fun stuff.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, thank you.
I say I love you when I cut you off, by the way. I'm sorry.
No, I love you, and, you know, we're going back and forth. But the bottom line is we need a whole other hour for you, so we're just going to schedule you again in a few weeks. All right.
Thank
Tell
you.
Thank Hannah,
you.
I said thank you. And happy holidays.
Yeah, and all of you guys have a wonderful, safe, happy holiday. I look forward to a great new year. Let's all start off with just some great positive thoughts, and the best thing you can do is help somebody else.
Perfect. All right. Love you very much. And big hugs. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you Tuesday. All right. Thanks, Forbes.
Bye.
Bye.